The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
A little after 5 o'clock here on a Friday. By the way, very cool. Mr. OMG himself, Jose Iglesias, is going to be performing live at the Boomer and Geo live event in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, my God, really? I see what you did there. So you can purchase tickets by going to Ticketmaster. Check it out. Are you going
OMG.
There?
OMG.
Will you be there, Sean? Didn't you baste a turkey once, or you were the turkey?
I was never the turkey. I've taken my shirt off at several Boomer and Geo live events. I cannot reveal whether I will or will not be there, but I am excited that Jose Iglesias will be there.
Will the Morashes be exposed at Boomer and Geo live? I don't mean your family. I meant the Morash. Forget it. I was trying to make a pun on you.
Oh, you're talking about my boobs.
Yeah, bad job by me. You're more boobs. Nah, that's not good either.
That's not bad.
Oh, that is good.
Have more confidence in your lines, Evan.
Yeah.
Because it's moobs, so more boobs.
Oh, see, remember, I'm not the funny one.
Would you have more boob curiosity?
I kind of do, actually, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Morbid curiosity.
You've seen a pair, you've seen them all.
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
No, not really.
Thank you.
Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, the Giants are off to Munich, Germany. And they're 2-7. The Panthers are 2-7. And I got a couple tweets from people making the trip, Giants fans that made the trip, specifically asking for this Cinco. And that is the five better things to do in Munich this weekend than watch a bad football game.
I bet you won't have number one, but go ahead.
Okay.
My number one.
All right, well, just let it develop, all right?
I'll give you this. Tiki's got the number one confidently. I couldn't even name one thing.
I know. This was the danger when I put this together. Will Evan have any opinion? All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Hop on the Autobahn. Get to experience driving really, 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 really fast.
It's a thing to do, but it is very scary. And if you have any kind of incompetence driving, like if someone ever says to you, man, you're a terrible driver, if someone said to you that one time in your life, don't do it.
What if you got in with an experienced driver?
Oh, yeah, you can ride.
You can ride.
But how fast do you have to go to keep up with traffic?
Well, no, you move over. Like, if you're not going fast,
you can stay in the right lane and go 16, right, and it won't be a big deal?
Stay in the right lane. But I'll tell you this. When I did it, I was driving about 110.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I was getting passed.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
And it was scary.
So it's the closest to real-life NASCAR you can get.
Right. How far does that...
if you do it, rent a Mercedes. They're cheaper over there because they don't have the import tax. But rent a Mercedes.
How long does that go? Like, how many miles is the Autobahn?
It's everywhere.
Oh, it goes a long ways?
Yeah, I mean, you know the history. It's how German war machine moved their vehicles. It's why they're so flat and perfect. And in the gradients, you don't notice. Because if you have a big tank, you can't go up a mountain. Wow.
By the way, I looked at it.
It's got to gradually rise.
8,000 miles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Go fast. It's amazing.
All right, there you go.
Number four.
But if you have any incompetence, don't do it.
Yeah.
All right, number four on the five better things to do this weekend in Munich, go to the Louvre.
The Louvre?
Yeah, it's the museum.
That's in Paris.
but you could take a train like the Long Island Railroad and get to the Louvre.
Wait a second. So number four is leave Munich to go to Paris?
It's Europe. You take a train. You're there in like an hour.
That's like saying, what are the five best things to do in New York? And one of them is to go visit the Liberty Bell because you went down 95 to Philly.
But hold on. If you're there, you may never get back. So hop on a train and get to the Louvre. And then you get up there. By the way, bring something you can hang on the wall. And you go, look, hanging in the Louvre.
All right.
Tracy cried.
Number three.
Cried. See, people say this.
What did she do? She what?
She cried when she saw the Mona Lisa.
Really?
Yeah.
What made her cry? Just the emotion of...
It's like a beautiful consensus work of art.
Yeah.
Legitimate cry, not because she felt like she had to cry?
No, like legitimately.
I know what she's feeling like. I know what she's like because I did that when I saw the Declaration of Independence. It was the same thing. Like, I cried.
Cried?
Well, I think there's more reason to cry over the Declaration of Independence than the Mona Lisa. It's a painting of a woman. Mine is a document that changed our history.
It's an unfinished painting of a woman.
Okay.
I can't knock it because every time I'm at MetLife Stadium and that warm-up intro comes out and David Tyree makes the catch, I cry.
There you go. There you go. So I cry for the Declaration. Tiki's wife cries for the Mona Lisa, and you cry for a video replaying a catch from a few years ago.
A catch.
Okay, a pretty good catch. A historical catch.
Have some respect. All right, here we go.
Number three
on the things to do in Munich this weekend. Stroll through, quote, the heart of Munich. It's an awesome square with shops, restaurants, and get this, an entire area year-round devoted to Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I have no idea. It's Christmas.
You know, we have that here in the United States. I once stopped in a place called Santa Claus, Indiana. You guys familiar with that place?
No.
Jay Cutler is from there, isn't he?
Is he really?
I don't know. I think so. I stopped there when I was leaving from some Midwestern road trip I did, and it was the middle of the summer, and they had, like, all the Christmas stuff set up.
That's cool.
I'm a loser. They went right in. They dove in to Santa Claus, Indiana.
And it's November, so it's Christmas season, so now you get to go do that.
Is it Christmas season quite yet?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Here we go.
Number two.
Find your way into a Bundesliga game. If you're going to attend a game on a big field with not a lot of scoring, you might as well do it for the one native to Germany.
I mean, good line. Not a bad one.
Yeah, good line.
All right. Who's playing over there? Bayern Munich, Leverkusen, who was great last year.
Red Bull team?
Yeah, Red Bull.
Red Bull Palazzo or something?
No, I forget what they are.
What? Leipzig?
Leipzig.
Leipzig, yes. Look at me.
There's a Red Bull team in Germany?
Yep, yes. They're same owners.
How about that? Okay.
Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one better thing to do in Munich this weekend than watch a bad football game, drink. Go find a German beer garden, sing the Zigazaga, Zigazaga, oi, 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 and drink your face off. It's Germany. And by the way, after about 17 tall beers, have a Bavarian pretzel and a real one, not one found in Penn Station.
So what should be number one then, T? Because you look like you're happy but not thrilled.
No, that's a good one. That's a good number one. But when Tracy and I went, we went to this place called a therm.
Okay.
It's like a spa. But it's like...
Talk to me, baby.
But you basically are naked the whole time.
With other people?
With everybody.
Oh, my God.
You can't get into the dipping pools, the swimming pools.
Excuse me?
They make you shower before every step of the way. The saunas, you got to shower.
I want to make this clear. I gave you a five better things in Munich to do this weekend than watch the Giants-Panthers. And you're telling me your number one would have been going to a swingers nude club?
It's not swingers. I mean, there's like 80-year-old women in there that just sit on patrol.
80-year-old women?
They're like, get in the shower. Like, they make you shower.
So I'm whipping one out.
You and other couples are just walking into some pool naked
at
the shower?
You and everybody.
And what makes you like it so much?
It's just freeing. It's not taboo there.
The being naked part is freeing?
Yes. And it's comfortable. It's like warm.
Let me ask you a question. Because me and...
And we got massages. It was great.
Me and the architect had this discussion a couple of days ago. We didn't want to let anybody know this, but we were talking about that. What would be fun around here? What would be like a fun thing to do? And I said, why don't we just have naked day? Everybody's just naked. Oh, everybody feels comfortable. We're all naked. Sean's naked. Tommy's naked. I'm naked. Tiki's naked. Boomer's naked. Al Dukes is naked. Everybody's naked, right? Would you want that?
Whip out the jumbo package.
Would you be comfortable with a naked show? Not on SNY. I apologize, SNY.
I'm completely comfortable. I grew up in locker rooms, dude.
No, I know you're comfortable.
I'm completely comfortable.
But would that feel freeing to you? Would that make it like a kind of a fun day?
Not in a sterile environment, like where it's like cold in offices.
And we're sitting on desks talking about the Giants' offensive line.
We can rename the show Naked and Not Afraid.
But the Therm.
The Therm. So is that, the Therm is famous for their schnitzel, I guess? Enjoy Munich this weekend.
My favorite part of your list, Sean, was five best things to do in Munich besides watch the Giants. And one of the options was to leave Munich and go to Paris.
But you're there. Yeah, but it's like going on the Long Island Railroad. You get to Babylon and Penn and no problem.
It's like saying, what are the best five things to do in Washington, D.C.? And number three is go to New York to have a Met game.
Well,
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're lucky. Well, no, Byron's not home. The Munich team is not home.
Well, probably because they're using a stadium, right?
Probably, yes. They're playing on the road in St. Pauli. I don't know where that is.
Yeah. But so what? Go to the Louvre. Go to Thermo. Everybody get naked.
I do feel bad for those that book their trip to go to Germany or go to London for the Jets, and then that happens. And you're watching a 2-17. Like, it's just, it's like, really? I thought it would be different.
No, but dude, that's better than going to East Rutherford, New Jersey to watch a 2-17.
Right, but the difference is if you're going to East Rutherford, New Jersey, you can always change your plans. You can always say, you know what, I'm going to sell my tickets or I'm going to give my tickets away, or I am going to go to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and it's only going to be 4 hours of my life. When you go to Germany, you're committed. You're getting on a long-ass plane ride.
But you're going to Germany, so the 3 hours of the football could be the worst part of the whole weekend, or you just blackout drunk there because you're in Germany.
I'll tell you one thing.
You can also go to Amsterdam.
Well, how far away is that?
It's drivable.
Closer than the Louvre?
I think so. I think you'd take a train if you went to Paris.
All right, so go to Amsterdam.
One thing that I know is not appealing about Germany is I'm recording a Rico tonight with the great Pete Hoffman, who usually does produce Sal and BT in Middays. He also produces Rico Brunion. We're going to do a Rico tonight live, maybe record a couple for the future.
Live and record a couple?
And
I'm a loser.
He's in Germany.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Recording a Rico. I don't think he wants to do anything in Germany, but just stay in the hotel and press record and talk to me about Willy Adames.
Wait a minute.
What?
I love Pete Hoffman, producer of BT and Sal, does a great job in the Rico. He has traveled to Munich, Germany for work. He has an unbelievable producing job, does all the interviews in the locker room with the New York Giants.
Yeah.
His wife and kids are home.
Yeah.
Tiki has just described a big naked massage parlor. It is known for beer gardens. It is a company paid for trip.
Yeah.
He's going to spend the little bit of free time he has talking Willy Adames with you, and then to quote Evan, and maybe we'll record a couple in the can?
Not only that.
You can't make him do that.
Well, first of all, I'm not making him do anything.
No, you should even ask him to do that.
I merely said, do you want to record while you're in Germany? If not, no big deal. And he said, I'd love to. And I said, look, the only issue we have, Pete, is the hours are so weird. Like, sometimes we do a Friday night podcast at 10 o'clock at night. Do you understand, Pete, that for you, that's 3 a.m.? And he's like, yeah, I'll be around.
Are you kidding me?
So Pete and I are going to be doing podcasts.
No.
No, for him no, at no, 3 in the morning.
No,
I mean,
no. No, no.
Were you telling him what to do or telling me what him. To do?
You know what? First of all, he needs to be a grown adult and act like it and tell you he's not doing this. But you also need to be a grown adult and understand the man's in Germany for 48 hours.
I'm
not in Arizona State, the State Farm Arena.
I'm not forcing him to do the podcast.
You should even be on the table.
Why wouldn't I ask? You always ask. Never hurts to ask.
Evan, he's in Germany, man.
And by the way,
I got another one for you, by the way.
Another one? Another naked place?
Yeah. No, just something else to do.
Oh. Besides do a Rico Brilliant podcast?
Yeah, that too.
Don't give Pete any ideas.
Sound of Music Tour. It's in Salisbury.
Ah.
Salzburg.
The Salisbury. Play?
No, it was a movie. It was a show.
Yeah, I know the movie. I went to the play.
Right. Yeah, they have a tour in Salzburg.
They did it there too, not just Broadway?
No, the actual tour.
It's a tour.
In Salzburg, what are you Germany. The act. Did you watch the movie?
Do you know what Sound of Music is?
You know, they flee because they're singing and they go over the mountain and they go to Austria. You can take that tour.
Oh, it wasn't filmed like in L.A.?
No, it was filmed in Germany, in Austria.
Watch this. I'm going to put American terms for him, okay? Kind of like TGIF earlier. You know how in San Francisco you can see the full house?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, so that's what you can do in Germany. You can go on a tour for The Sound of Music.
Yes. At the risk of sounding stupid.
Yeah, because you'd have to fly to Paris. It's a 5.5-hour train ride till go to Salzburg.
Is the movie, came out in like the 40s? 50s?
Yeah, something like that.
What was the cost to pack up movie equipment from L.A. and go fly to Salzburg and film this thing?
What are you talking about? They probably just hired local.
They were filming movies in Germany?
They film movies everywhere.
Have you not? Now they do, but think about the time. The 40s?
Have you ever heard of a spaghetti western?
No. Is that an Olive Garden in California? What does that mean?
His brain is spaghetti. How do you think he's heard
of
spaghetti
western?
What
about a spaghetti western?
Like Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
Like those movies that he did?
Yeah, a western. I never heard.
No, they're called spaghetti western because of the corny nature of them, so to speak. All right. They were filmed in Italy. It's no different.
All right. I know like things have been filmed elsewhere, but we have big sets in California. Assume Sound of Music. All right. So go take that tour.
Thank you very much. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, screw you.
And, no, that was a nice get the hell out.
Get the Rico off.
First of all, he gets paid every time we do a Rico.
Right. He's in Germany.
He's on vacation.
When was it, by the way?
What was what?
Sound of Music. When was it?
19. I saw when the, because it's based on a novel. So I saw when the novel came out. Okay, so in the production of it on Broadway was 1959.
So the movie had to have been.
It had to be before that. In 1930, honestly, I'm having a tough time finding it. Oh, it opened in 1959. No, I've got the Broadway movie at Broadway 1959. I'm not sure when the movie came out. I'm having a tough time finding it.
You're on the wrong site.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing, actually.
You got to go to IMDb.
I have to IMDb.
1965.
Oh, okay. So it was about 7 years off.
1965. Julie Andrews, Christopher Plummer.
That's something you could do if you're in Germany. Right. So if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app wondering why you booked a trip to Germany to see the New York football Giants, we just gave you a lot of options.
Right.
And 90% of the people listening are about to get naked because Tiki Barber said that's the best thing to do.
And then drive 2 hours to Salzburg.
And then drive 2 hours. Better than going 6 hours to France. That was Sean's idea.
I'm being told it's actually a 9-hour train ride. So while you're in Munich, you could also go to Jupiter and not Florida. Jupiter, the planet.
I mean, come on.
Hang it in the Louvre. You may only get to Europe once. Take the train.
I know, but it's 9 hours away.
No, it's 5 hours away. It's just a 9-hour trip is what Loogie said.
Well, that's a long trip.
What do you mean? Those trains are fun, too. You're seeing everything.
All right. You do that when you go to Germany.
Would be pretty cool.
Thank you. See, great idea. These people don't respect
it. It's
a scenic train ride through the countryside.
It's not that it's a bad idea. It's that his list was best things to do in Munich, and one of his options was to go 6 hours away from Munich.
Yeah.
Now, that's the issue.
If it was a naked train ride for 10 hours, now we're talking.
Now Tiki's in, that's for damn sure. We'll come back with some thoughts on this weekend, including what the Giant fans should root for in this Dallas-Philadelphia game. We'll make our NFL picks and more on what the Jets need to do to get their second straight win and get back into this playoff race. There are some interesting games over the weekend. Obviously, the Giants play in the morning. The Jets play late in the afternoon against the Arizona Cardinals. And for me, I'm going to be focused on the Jet game late in the day on Sunday afternoon. But if you're a diehard Giant fan and hatred is deep in your heart, which it is, you're going to be locked in on that Dallas-Philadelphia game.
No doubt.
And what I was curious about is who you'd root for if you're a Giant fan. Tiki, who would you root for?
Eagles. I want the Cowboys to die.
You want them?
Just kill them off.
Save that one off. I want them to die.
Kill them off this season. Get their coach fired. Create turmoil. That's what you want. Make them question the $60 million a year they're giving Dak Prescott.
I love the hatred.
It just
in your
creates
heart.
Chaos.
Yeah.
And chaos somewhere else in the division is good for the Giants.
Yeah.
That's my take on it.
Interesting. Sean?
This is a no-brainer for me, Tiki. I am rooting for the Cowboys on Sunday.
Really?
Because I want chaos with the Cowboys. You know what creates chaos?
What's that?
Winning games with Cooper Rush a little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit. Making Jerry Jones, who's already kind of losing it, going, well, Mike McCarthy won games with Cooper Rush. Maybe I don't fire him. And, oh, by the way, that Eagle team just needs a good gut punch to start letting things crumble. They were close to crumbling. Mm. Then they went on a little bit of a run. Does Nick Sirianni believe? What I can't have happen above anything else is either coming away from 2024, either the Cowboys or Eagles are Super Bowl champs. Cowboys are dead. They're not going to win a Super Bowl.
You really think the Eagles or the Cowboys can be Super Bowl champs? I think the Commanders probably have more of a chance.
Fine. My point is, I know the Cowboys can't. The Eagles, if they keep winning in this NFC that's become wide open, I can't have them be the one seed, these Philly fans celebrating right. home
feeling,
wins.
Feeling themselves.
And then all it takes is Mahomes getting tripped up once, and then the Eagles are favorites in a Super Bowl. No. Let the crumble start now. I know the Cowboy disaster will take care of itself.
Hmm. The risk you run into, though.
I might have swayed Tiki. Huh?
Did he sway you?
No, not really, because I still want to see the downfall of the Cowboys.
Well, I'm
a double Cowboy hater. It makes perfect sense. You could see it either way. I think the despising of the Cowboys is so strong. Mm. You just want to see them finished.
Well, no, I can't have Saquon beat the Cowboys either.
Why?
Because we couldn't do it with him here.
Okay, but he's not your enemy in this case.
Everybody's my enemy, Tiki. I've had it with this
enemy
year.
Of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly. So who's your bigger enemy?
Well, that's my question for you. Who was your biggest enemy?
Because I hated the Cowboys doubly.
Because you're a Washington fan.
I grew up a Washington fan and obviously played for the Giants. So you hate the Cowboys
more than the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, I hated the Eagles too, but
I get that.
It became like a hate-respect thing.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense?
Yeah. I think your reasoning, though, does make a lot of sense because keep this in mind. Sean, I'm going to predict your future.
Okay.
The Giants win on Sunday. Mm. They beat the Carolina Panthers.
Cool.
You come in, you're feeling a little good. They're on the bye week. If you beat the Buccaneers the following week, you're in. You're sucked in. You're like, we're in a playoff race. I was with Evan. I was looking at the playoff simulator. We're right there. And so it would behoove you to have the Cowboys, who are currently 3-5, lose as many games as humanly possible and have that Thanksgiving game be even a more winnable game for said New York football Giants. So I'm just reading your future. You don't see it now yet. That's right. Okay. I've got a clear mind.
If they lose, then they maybe put Dak on IR, which they're talking about.
They just
now.
Placed him on IR.
So they just put him on IR.
And it looks like he's done for the year. So that's why I'm not worried about them.
Which is bizarre to me because it was a hamstring injury.
But they're saying it tore off the bone.
Oof.
Yikes.
Oof. That's a bad hamstring injury.
That's a bad sales guy. But also, CeeDee Lamb might be banged up because of his shoulder.
I guess I just have more confidence in a Cowboy crumble beyond this week that I'll take one little win here.
I have to admit, as the judge in this case, I see both sides. I really do. I see what you're both saying. I think ultimately, I'm not a Giant fan, but ultimately when I sit down Sunday afternoon and I have that on the second TV, I'm rooting for the Dallas Cowboys to kick that Eagle ass. I am. Okay. I am.
But because here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know that's not happening.
Oh, I know it's not happening, but you still root for stuff that you know isn't going to happen. Dude, I'm going to watch the Nets play the Celtics tonight. I know what's not going to happen. Doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. One other curious thing I have about the Dallas Cowboys. So Dak Prescott is likely out for the season. Sean said that, and that's been reported over the last...
CeeDee Lamb's banged up. Ezekiel Elliott basically didn't show up for meetings for a week.
So... if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, why am I starting Cooper Rush? Wouldn't I start Trey Lance and just get an idea of what he is? Let me just see what this kid is. Let me see if he's good. Let me see if he can enhance his trade value. Like, let me just see. Why'd I trade for him in the first place?
I think they still think that they have a shot with Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush can win some games.
Sure.
I mean, he beat the Giants a couple
years
ago.
He's 5-1 all-time starter for the Cowboys.
Yeah. It's not like he's a bad quarterback.
Oh, I'm not knocking him. It's more, don't you want to find out what you have from Trey Lance? Cooper Rush is 30 years old, and even though he has been successful in the limited time he's played,
Is 30 bad?
No. So you're saying you still think Cooper Rush could be something?
Not be something, but if Dak Prescott is done for the season, and Cooper Rush plays smarter football than Dak had been playing...
Right.
Why can't they pull themselves out of this? And so this
Parsons comes back this week.
And Parsons comes back, and what's the other one? DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's what his return table is looking like, because I think they opened the window on him too, but who knows? But the last thing I want is for the Cowboys to start believing that they still have a shot.
No, I get your reasoning.
And so for me, it's Eagles, just go squash them, make Cooper Rush feel like the backup quarterback that he is, instead of a potential starter either in Dallas for the rest of this season or somewhere else, right? Because all of a sudden, hey, I've won 8 games since I've been the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback. We believe in Cooper Rush, despite Dak being hurt. This is a Nick Foles thing with Carson Wentz. He just takes him out of nowhere. I'd rather have the Cowboys as one of my nemesis crushed.
Dead and buried.
And the Eagles can do that this weekend.
Did he convince you, Sean, at all?
No, but I respect where he's coming from.
No, that was very nice. Nice, respectful debate.
No, it is. I still
the opposite of the Lou Gehrig debate.
No. Also, I just got to be honest. Tiki played for a long time. He's also in that like 45 or older thing. There will still remain this line of denomination. I truly believe this. If you're like 45, 43 and younger,
no, you're right.
You hate the Eagles more than the Cowboys.
It's true. That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean,
because you never beat them.
Yeah, yeah. All they have is bad memories.
For the most of your impressionable life, the Eagles dominated the Giants.
Well, that's a fair point. Like, I look at the Dallas Cowboys, and their heyday of disgust was the 90s. Like, growing up in the 90s.
And that's when I grew up, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I was a Commanders fan.
So did Sean.
Or Redskins, but you know what I mean.
No, I get you.
But here's the thing. The Eagles have won a Super Bowl since then. It's so fun to watch the Cowboy fans get their hopes up and then lose, because you know the ending. It's like a sad puppy that gets euthanized. That's what happens to the Cowboys.
I get you.
I don't know why I went there. That's really terrible. Let's just do some...
No, I understand that you did that. That made me feel bad, too. I was at the vet today with my dog, and I'm thinking...
Oh, no!
Well, no, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just... My dog's 12, and I was having that thought of, like, how many more years do I have with him?
Not many more.
And I'm sitting there in the vet. I didn't need you to say that, by the way. So I'm sitting there in the vet.
How old is he?
He's 12 years old, and he's a Morkie. And so, of course, I Google, how long do Morkies live, right? Of course I did that.
Why would you do that?
Because I started to get emotional, and it said 11 to 14. I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me. He's 12. Like, what's going on? Now, the reports
in
the vet...
He's already outlived it then.
Don't say that! Don't look at it that way!
He's on borrowed doggy time.
No, that means that he could live until he's 18.
Well, I hope so. And everything was fine at the vet for the most part. But as I read that, and as I looked at him, and he's so adorable, I actually started crying.
Aww.
I did.
You're a sensitive man today.
I'm a sensitive man, and I also, like, dogs and pets, they're so special to us because we see their whole life. Like, we really do. Like,
and we are their whole life.
We're their whole life, and we see their whole life. So when you adopt a puppy, which I did when he was only 5 months old from the North Shore Animal League, I saw him as a baby. And now I'm looking at him at a vet. And he's 12 years old, and he's looking up at me, and I'm talking to the doctor about how his feces is a little too soft, and we should get that checked out, and all these other things. And I'm like,
so he's got a bad liver.
Thanks for the diagnosis,
or pancreas,
Stevie.
Or whatever the heck.
Thank you very much. We'll see when the blood tests come back on Monday. But I got very emotional because pets are awesome, and they're your best friend, and you love them. But, dude, it sucks, man, that you see their whole life and that you get to say goodbye to them. Like, that's the worst. I heard what happened to Chris
Kirk Herbstreit.
And I think that was probably in my mind, too. Like, Kirk Herbstreit has this dog that he loves and brings him to all the games, and he just passed away. And I felt bad when I saw it. And then I'm at the vet the next day, and I'm kind of having the thoughts. And I'm like,
have you not had a dog pass away yet?
So I've had a cat pass away.
Okay, different.
Dudley is my first dog. I've had cats. I've never had a dog. And it was the same thing, by the way. It wasn't different because I was devastated. And it was the same thing where I got a young kitten, and then you see her grow up, and then she got sick. Unfortunately, she died before she should have. She got cancer, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
And going through that process sucks. I'm sorry to depress people, but we all do.
This is your cat Freedom, right?
You know, yes.
You want to hear something depressing?
Go ahead.
Dudley in that dog's life, half his life, Daniel Jones has been the Giant quarterback.
Jets haven't been in the playoffs.
I mean, think about that. Is anybody listening out there? This team needs a new quarterback.
No. Lukey said it best. I adopted Dudley in 2012.
Uh-huh.
He's a puppy.
Yep.
He's living with me through every football Sunday. Like, I'm not kidding you. Before my wife, there was Dudley. Every football Sunday, Dudley has been with me. And he's learned it. He's collected data points. Dad gets upset when the Jets lose. He runs into his crate on his own. He gets his food. Oh, he's happy the Jets won. That little dog, my beautiful little Dudley. That's the most depressing thing you've ever said, Tommy. That little doggy has never experienced the Jets in the playoffs. Are you kidding me? They better make it this year. He's 12, damn it!
In honor of Dudley.
In honor of Dudley! I don't know how many more years I've got. How many more years he has?
The Jets killed Carl.
Dudley sounds like what we'll label the Aaron Rodgers era.
Let's make our NFL picks. They're brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By ELEC A25, building our future. And by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. So last night, we all picked the Baltimore Ravens. Every last one of us. It was only the third time this season that we all picked the same game. And for the third straight time, we all got it wrong. So as I stated 24 hours ago, you should have faded us. Hopefully you did.
I did.
You faded your own picks?
I went home and I said, no way. I'm fading us.
That's smart.
Well, that was
smart,
a good, man. Good decision by you. Unfortunately, it doesn't help you in the pick standings where Sean Morash is in the caboose. He is 16-33. Tiki Barber is 17-32. I am 26-23. And Tommy's in first place at 28-21, two games ahead of me. So as we get set for the weekend, we each pick the Jet game, the Giant game, and then a third game of our choice. And if you don't mind, I'll Lenny Dykstra this thing, baby, and lead it off. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, you could have gone with another leadoff hitter. But...
Yeah, why do I think of Lenny Dykstra for some reason? I think I'm thinking of him hitting the home run in the World Series.
I don't think of him as a leadoff hitter, even though I know he was.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to Ricky Henderson this thing. Is that a lot better?
Yeah.
I'm going to Francisco Lindor this thing. I'm going to Gleyber Torres this thing.
Oh,
okay. Actually, that may be a bad sign. At game number one, two teams I really like this season, two teams I was very high on, one of which being the Washington Commanders. I actually picked them to win the NFC East. I've had this internal debate about cashing out because I've been offered a good amount of money to cash out on my Commander NFC East pick. And while I picked against them, against the Giants recently, and that didn't work out, I'm definitely picking that against them this week because they are laying 2.5 points against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look, the Commanders, and I like them, and there's a reason I picked them to win the division, and I still feel they will. There's been a little bit of luck. Can we just be honest? Like, if you look under the hood on the Washington Commanders, they've been a little lucky.
Giants twice, Carolina, Cleveland, Bears on a Hail Mary.
Yeah. Look, there it is. Under the hood analysis. I kind of like the Steelers to punch them in the face. I do. I like the Steelers to play a very complete game. We know how good Mike Tomlin's defenses are against rookie quarterbacks. I love the Steelers in this game. In fact, not only am I getting 2.5 points, and not only do I think they're going to win this game outright, I think I like them to really beat them up. Actually, to beat them by 2 scores. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers in game number one getting 2.5 against the Washington Commanders. That's game number one. Game number two, let's go out to Germany on a beautiful Sunday morning between the New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers. Look, you can't lose this game. And not only can't you lose this game, you can't be ugly in this game. And I think the Carolina Panthers are the perfect antidote for the New York Giants. They are the worst offensive team in the league. They cannot stop the run. They're 32nd in the league stopping the run. Tyrone Tracy is going to have a day. Daniel Jones is going to have a day. I think this is not only a game the Giants win, but I think they're going to win very easily. And I think that Sean Morash will come into this studio on Monday at 2 o'clock, and I think he's going to peacock a little bit. I think there's going to be an enthusiasm of, I know we beat the Panthers, but we crushed the Panthers, and I believe in Daniel Jones. And I believe in this defense that sacked Bryce Young 5 times. So, 6 points? Screw it, I'd like 10. Give me the Giants -6 against the Carolina Panthers. 2 blowouts to start, then we get to the Jet game. Then we get to the Jet game. The New York Jets, the Arizona Cardinals, Aaron Rodgers, the Cardinals running the ball better than almost anybody. Well, not better than anybody, but you know what they can do to the Jets. Their offensive line is good. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing here? Season on the line. What am I thinking here? And I know exactly what to think. The Jets are going to kick us in the balls. That's exactly what I think. And they're laying 1.5 and America's buying it? Really? That sounds like the polls I was reading on Monday night. The Jets are laying 1.5. As much as I need Aaron Rodgers to have a big-time performance, and I think he will, my gut tells me the Arizona Cardinals, but more so the New York Jets, are going to stick it up our you-know-whats. But you know what? That's not going to happen. Aaron Rodgers will save us on Sunday. I am proclaiming to you that Aaron Rodgers. I know, because I'm going to all these different places to get to where I want to go
with you.
Aaron Rodgers is going to have the game of his Jet career. I believe that. When we opened this show 3.5 hours ago, Rewind on the Odyssey app, I said he needed to do it. And I believe he will. Give me the Jets, even though it makes no sense. Laying 1.5 in Arizona against the Cardinals. Give me the Steelers. Give me the Giants. Give me the Jets. Those are my picks for Week 10.
I can't believe it's Week 10. How did we get to Week 10?
How are we already here? In the National Football League. Plus, I don't know. I got nothing else. Go ahead, Teek.
Well, you know I'm taking the Giants. Daniel Jones, you're on the road. You're supposed to win this game. Give us a reason to talk positively about you. Please. Just please. That's a big. Jets, give me them as well on the road against the Arizona Cardinals, even though I like Arizona and what they've been doing. But I always take the Giants and I always take the Jets. So the third game is a more important one. The Minnesota Vikings are in Jacksonville. You guys know who's starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mac Jones
is starting quarterback.
Return of the Mac.
And Brian Flores is going to have a field day with Mac Jones. He will be lost and confused, and they're laying 6.5 points on the road. Give me the Minnesota Vikings -6.5 in Jacksonville against the Jaguars.
Sean Morash!
All right, game number one out of world. Tiki is going to have his eyes all over the Bills and the Colts on Sunday. Lou Gehrig mentioned something last week when you guys both were on Buffalo stupidly laying 6 points versus Miami.
They're a bully team.
Right,
they're
just
a bully
get to your point. Team. Get to your point. They are going to be a bully team this weekend. The Indianapolis Colts can run the ball all they want. This smells like the Bills just indoors getting that offense cooking. Give me Buffalo laying 3.5 as the Indianapolis Colts slide basically continues. Tiki Barber on the call, CBS. Check it out, YouTube TV. All right, next. I'll go out west. I'll tamper here. Cardinals, Jets, Jet fans believing. You know I've been on this Jet team all year.
Stop it.
Not Sunday. And poor Dudley. He is going to pass away with this drought.
Let's not talk about him passing away.
I'm just telling you. Years from now, it's still going to exist. This was your shot. This is James Conner running nuts. This is Kyler Murray making plays. And this is us wondering where the hell we went wrong Monday morning. I think the Cardinals stopped the Jets out by 10 or more points in this game. And now pick number three.
The guy who said the Jets would go 16-1, by the way.
I've turned. They've punched me in the face. Look, all the fans are going to be there rocking the zigzaggy, zigzaggy, oi, oi, oi. And this is a lot to like about the New York Giants in this game, except for the fact that they can't stop the run. And Chuba Hubbard just got paid a ton of money this week for Carolina. Why do I feel like every time I shut my eyes and think about this game, we will look back and go, this is where Bryce Young saved his career? I'm not laying 6.5 points with the New York Giants. I couldn't lay 6.5 points if they were playing Tattawan High School. Give me the Panthers with the points, and I'll pray and hope for the best. The Giants find a way to win the game ugly.
Wow. There he is, Sean. Buffalo, Arizona, Carolina. Tommy Lugauer, all right, the leader.
Yes. Game number one, let's go to Kansas City, where the undefeated Chiefs are laying 7.5 against Denver. I've told you the book on the Chiefs. If they're getting points, you definitely take them. If they're laying a low number, you definitely take them. But if they are laying like 7 or more, they usually don't cover these games. They're probably not going undefeated this season. Denver could, in theory, win the game outright. I'm getting 7.5. I could always backdoor cover. Kansas City likes to mess around in these games. So whenever they're laying a big number, I always like the opposition. So I'm going to take the Broncos game number one. +7.5. Let's go to Germany next. Look, it's hard to justify laying 6.5 points with the Giants, but the line is staggering. The Giants haven't been a favorite, Sean, in how many weeks? 27 games, and the odds makers are basically begging you to take the Panthers because it's like, oh man, how could the Giants lay a number like this? They must smoke them. I just can't trust this Giant team to win a game by more than 3 at this point. So I just can't lay 6.5. So I'm with Sean on that one. I'm going to take the Panthers. Even though I think it's a good spot for the Giants, Panthers coming off a win, you feel like they're feeling themselves. It's like a letdown spot and they stink. But I can't lay 6.5 with the Giants. And the main event. The positive Tommy Jets are 1-0. The positive Tommy Jets are laying 1.5. In the desert. And I feel like Evan picked the Jets and picked the Cardinals, so he picked both. He's torn.
I picked the Jets.
And I think
I am torn, though.
Evan, I think you represent 99.9% of Jet fans going into this game. You want to win so badly. You're feeling the momentum. You're looking around the league and you say, hey, one crappy team's getting in to the AFC playoffs. We could be that crappy team. Well, guess what? You're going to be that team. Aaron Rodgers against a bad secondary in Arizona with Davante Adams, with Garrett Wilson, with the mini Deebo Samuel, the next Deebo Samuel, Malachi Corley. The Jets, the offense you've been waiting for since Aaron Rodgers came out of the darkness. From the darkness to the light, Jet fans! The positive Tommy Jets will be 2-0 when we're sitting here on Monday. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I do have this, and those are our NFL picks, I do have this feeling, and it's necessary, and it's needed, but I also, I guess, have an optimism that this game on Sunday will be Aaron Rodgers' best game as a New York Jet. That this is going to be that vintage performance. When you bring in the superstar...
Why is that?
I think a part of it is that he's trending that way. He's coming off a game against the Texans in which he threw three touchdown passes, got off to a terrible start in the first half of the game, and he looks spry. He looks physically better. So it's not just words from Aaron Rodgers. You're actually seeing it. And I also think they're going to have to. Like, I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to get chunks of yards against this Jet defense. It's not just going to be James Conner, but Kyler Murray and the Jets' struggles against mobile quarterbacks. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to make a play here and there. Trey McBride at tight end, who's been awesome. Like, I think the Cardinals are going to put points on the board, and it's going to force this game to be a very up-and-down game. Like, I think it's going to have to be that offensive video game I was kind of describing earlier in the show. And while I don't have optimism the Jets are making the playoffs or anything like that, I do kind of think, much like Brett Favre many years ago, the best regular season Brett ever had with the Jets for regular season game was against the Cardinals. I'll never forget it, the six touchdown passes. I kind of have that feeling that Aaron Rodgers is going to do that on Sunday against the Cardinals. We will come in here Monday, and the headline from the Jet game will be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. We're good or bad, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's going to be good, though.
Well, I mean, it if it's bad, it's definitely going to be Aaron Rodgers. If it's good,
well, yeah,
of course it should be Aaron Rodgers.
You could throw an interception in the end zone and lose the game.
I'm just telling you, he's had a bunch of them, but he hasn't had, you know, he didn't have them last week. So,
by the way, real quick, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's next on SNY.
Yeah, I think that Aaron Rodgers is the, it's been this way since last year. He is the key to all things Jets. And part of it's because of how he's going to play. Another part of it is because of just being a star in a place that hasn't had a ton of them, especially offensively. And then I think most importantly, because they idolize him. Like, the organization is just, it's all Aaron Rodgers. And if he doesn't rise, then the organization doesn't rise.
So
it's, I mean, I want to say there's pressure on him because I don't think he cares about that. So it's not even worth talking about. But it's as he goes, this team now goes, this organization goes, and it's, I mean, there's a lot to that.
So let's put it on the line then, fellas. We do this every once in a while. And on Monday at 4:30, we'll check our work. We'll play the audio and see how close we are. Let's predict the stat line for Aaron Rodgers Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Tiki, you want to kick it off?
Yeah. 18 of 27.
18 of 27.
For 219 yards, two touchdowns and an interception.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me.
All right.
That's what I think is going to do.
That's fine. I'm not saying that your prediction is wrong. I'm saying that doesn't turn me on.
All right.
That's all. You don't have to turn me on. That's okay.
But they win.
Okay. Sean Morash, give me a stat line for Aaron Rodgers.
19 of 31, 263 yards, one touchdown pass, two interceptions.
God. This is the opposite of being turned on. I don't feel good. I have to go before positive Tommy. Because I have a positive view of Aaron Rodgers, and I don't want him to think I'm stealing his positivity.
Go for it, sport.
So when I say Aaron Rodgers is going to have that kind of performance, here's what I mean. He's going to go 23 for 30 for 375 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions. We are getting that performance, the dream performance. The performance that, before you even say it, Sean, Aaron hasn't had in years. I admit it. When was the last time he threw for 375 yards? Look it up. It's been a while. That's the performance we get Sunday. We are getting a vintage. I need the old Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I mean there, Luke.
I do.
We're getting the old Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. 23 for 30, 375, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 1 up.
Tommy?
Tough one to top it, so I won't even try. But we are sharing a brain that I think Aaron Rodgers will go for 25 completions on 40 attempts, 300 yards on the dot, 3 touchdowns.
No interceptions?
0 interceptions. Okay. And he will run. He will show the motor.
Right. Yeah.
What's his long for the year? I don't even know.
Save that one. I don't want to pop a hamstring or something.
It also got canceled out on a holding last week. He had like a 12-yard run that got thrown away.
All right, so he'll go for a 15-yard run this week. It'll end with he'll have to take knees at the end of the game, so he'll finish with 10 yards rushing.
There you go. Now our predictions are out there, and we'll see how we do. I like that, Tommy. I'm liking positive Tommy with the Jets. I don't know why. I think I need it. I think that's the problem. I think as a Jet fan, I need that positivity.
Yeah, and I could tell, and we talked about it earlier in the show, Jet fans are just waiting for that one win, and they'll be back. They're laying
but
in the
But it's got to be one of those convincing,
bingo,
dominant.
Where Rodgers is awesome.
Right. Yep.
Well, the performance I laid out, or correct, even the one you laid out.
Yep. Go even if we meet in the middle on that one.
Yeah, well, meet in the middle. I mean, I have 4 touchdowns, you have 3 touchdowns.
No, but I'm saying 350 yards, it'd be
look,
great.
You throw for 300, and you don't turn the ball over, and you throw for 3 or 4 touchdown passes, I'd feel pretty good
about it. Yeah, he threw for 294 against the Bills, so it's in there.
As long as we've marked down our predictions, can I just also ask something?
Yeah.
If Aaron Rodgers looks bad and the Jets do lose, I'm predicting that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get a concession speech from Positive Tommy on Monday?
We got his Positive Tommy.
Yeah, he might have
to
resign.
So as you know, when we did this with the Mets, Positive
Tommy. He might have to resign, Tommy.
Well, no, I will not go quietly into the night. Positive Tommy doesn't believe in if they lose, I'll say this. But if they do lose, Positive Tommy will make a statement. I'm not going to tell you what
now. I'll help you out on this. There's no way you concede, because even if the Jets lose this game and drop to 3-7, you can easily beat Indianapolis. You could easily
Jacksonville without Lawrence.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopkins will be out by the end of the year, which I've laid out for you.
What are you laughing about?
No, it's true, though. There's going to be one bad team that gets in.
Also,
the Jets could be that bad.
They're going to be 3-7 if they lose.
They'll be in the hunt.
10 games of knowing they suck.
No, but Sean, remember this. We all agree that they can they go 7-1, they make the playoffs. Do we all agree with that?
Yes.
I know you're laughing back there, Chunky. Do you agree 7-1, you make the playoffs?
Yeah, mathematically, yes.
Well, not just mathematically, they're getting in at 7-1.
Sure. Okay. If the Jets go 7-1, they're making the playoffs.
I'm not saying they're going 7-1.
I know. Yes, I'll play again. Yes.
If they go 6-2, as long as those two losses aren't damaging losses, they also have, I'd say, like a 55% chance to make the playoffs. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? You're pissing me off. I'm talking serious to you.
Evan, yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you agree that if they go... You know what? Sitting here, and we're going to have this conversation. I feel like you'll last laugh when you're 5 feet away from me. We're not going to take a break till we finish this. Go sit right over here. All right? Laughing hyena over there. I didn't say anything that funny. I'm merely asking you, if they go 6-2, they've got a decent shot to make the playoffs. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
Okay. What they can't do if they lose 2 games is lose to, say, Indianapolis and Miami.
Okay?
The loss you could afford is Arizona.
Sure.
Because it's an NFC team, just like Seattle or the Rams. So when people say, hey, if the Jets go 6-2, can they make the playoffs? It depends. What are you laughing at? Am I a clown?
No, you're right.
Am I amusing?
No, if the Jets go 6-2, you're right. Evan, if they lose, we have a 10-game sample size that Aaron Rodgers' Jets are 3-7. And I understand you want to walk in here and find positives on Monday. If you come in here on Monday and go, it is still right in front of them, you're going to get laughed out of the building. They'll be 3-7.
I want to probably apologize to Brandon, because I'm sure he brought this in. I'm holding a Don Mattingly figurine, okay? And now I'm throwing it at Sean.
It's not over if they lose,
okay? Now I'm going to take a Boomer Esiason figurine.
Stop it.
And I'm going to throw it at you, all right? You're pissing me off. I didn't say anything that funny. I'm just merely telling you this is a game they could afford to lose.
You uttered
you're
the
not
words.
Saying anything funny. He's just laughing at what you're saying.
You're giving me factual numbers. All you said that was funny was if they lose the fall 3-7, they're not dead. And I'm sorry.
Well, Tiki, are they mathematically dead?
No, they're not.
Thank you.
Man.
He's stating facts. It's just funny facts.
Funny facts. Very funny facts. By the way, if I have a salad every day over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to lose 20 pounds.
Just eat oatmeal.
Okay, if I have oatmeal every day.
It'll fill you up and make you less hungry.
You know what, Evan? Enjoy this. Hey, don't matter, Jet fans. Enjoy that stress-free Jet game. You're not dead Monday.
Before you go out to dinner, have a bowl of oatmeal. Exactly. What you eat before you eat to make you more hungry.
That they call that an appetizer.
Friday at 6:01, Evan. Don't punch him in the face. It's not worth the suspension. It's just not. It's not worth the suspension. But you deserve a punch in the face right now.
Don't. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.